News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of the show. I hope you had a fine weekend. Very snowy weekend around Michigan's great Southwest. A good weekend to stay at home. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. And of course, Our Take is the show where we have longer conversations about things that have been in the news recently here on WSJM. If you've heard about it on WSJM News, it will come up on Our Take. In a more extended format, we have longer conversations with the folks who are in the know or who are making things happen. Coming up on today's show, we have several guests. We'll have actually two guests on from Barry and Risa today, but talking about two different things. However, first of all, we'll chat with the Michigan League for Public Policy. They recently issued a report on things that the state could do to better serve children from low-income families. We'll hear about that on today's edition of the program. And also on today's program, we will chat with Cornerstone Alliance about an initiative that's gotten started around Southwest Michigan, municipalities signing up for best practice policies to make them more attractive to businesses. They're trying to make them better climates for development. We'll learn about that from Cornerstone Alliance on today's program. Then we will chat with our two Risa guests. First of all, we'll hear from Risa about an event that's going on tonight. There's going to be a meeting at Barry and Risa for high school kids to learn about a college program that they offer. This surprised me. I didn't know about this until last week. They have a program that enables high school students to earn associate's degrees before they even graduate high school. We'll learn about that because there's a meeting tonight where they are going to discuss that. And also today, we'll chat with Barry and Risa about a program that recently received national recognition. It's their Parents as Teachers program. It's a way to help parents of especially young children guide their young ones' early education development. It's received national recognition. This is good for Risa. We'll learn about that on today's edition of Our Take. And if you would like to weigh in on something that we discuss here on the show, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E. at WSJM.com. Right now, we will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll chat with the Michigan League for Public Policy. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in to this Monday edition of the show. Quite a lot of snow over the weekend. I hope that you drove safely. Remember, ice and snow, take it slow, as MDOT would say. Right now for this segment of the show, I thought we would welcome a guest from the Michigan League for Public Policy. They recently issued a report, which is based off the 2017 Kids Count report. The Kids Count report is something that the Annie E. Casey Foundation does each year. They issue a report on how the quality of life is for children in different states across the United States. And the Michigan results were analyzed by the Michigan League for Public Policy, and they identified some ways that kids in Michigan could be better served by our lawmakers, by our policies. I chatted with the League for Public Policy's Alicia Guevara Warren about this. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Alicia. So the League for Public Policy, you put together this report on the well-being of children in Michigan. Can you tell us a little more?
So we put together the annual Kids Count in Michigan Project report every year that comes out on an annual basis, usually in the spring. The report that we released today is actually a special Kids Count report that uses the National Kids Count rankings, which is done by the National Kids Count Project, housed at the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
And what you're looking at is how the lives of children in Michigan can be made better through state policy. Specifically, you focus on children from low-income families.
Absolutely. So the Kids Count Project is really about data-driven advocacy. So how do we use data that's available to us to really understand how kids, families, and communities are doing and use that information to drive in our solutions and our strategies to try to impact outcomes for kids, really trying to improve things for all families in Michigan.
All right. So what are some examples of things that you were able to identify in this latest report?
So this report looked at Michigan's rankings nationally. Some of the things that, you know, really stand out to us are the number of kids living in poverty. Michigan ranks 34th in the country on this measure, putting us last in the Midwest. We also have, you know, a high number of kids who are living in high poverty areas and some really poor rankings when it comes to fourth graders who are not proficient in reading. So what this report attempted to do was really take a look at, okay, if we're going to improve our standings nationally on some of these indicators, what does that look like? How many fewer kids would we have to have living in poverty? How many more fourth graders do we need to have, you know, proficient in reading? Really as a way to provide some, you know, real measurables for us to aim for to improve our national standing. So a lot of the policy recommendations are very similar to, you know, things that we know work. When we look at, you know, kids living in poverty in particular, you know, looking at how we can really create policies that are going to remove barriers, that weaken the safety net, to allow families to, you know, access programs that help, you know, get them out of poverty, restoring the state's earned income tax credit to 20% of the federal EITC is another proven poverty reduction tool that works to not only allow working families to keep more of what they earn, but it's been shown to have, you know, educational and health benefits for kids who are in families receiving the EITC. And then other things that are important around education, really using a two-generation approach. We know that some of the best ways to help improve outcomes for kids is to also help their parents and their caregivers. Michigan ranks 20th when it comes to children who live in households where the household head doesn't have a high school diploma or GED. So we know that, you know, investing in adult education, really increasing access to financial aid are things that are really important. So we're really hoping that, you know, some of these policy recommendations will stand out and really be connected to some measurements that will result in deliverables.
And so you're looking at recommendations specifically for state lawmakers?
Absolutely.
Anything else stand out to you in the most recent Kids Count report that was especially troublesome when it comes to the state of children in our, well, state?
You know, one of the other things that's really important when we think about education in particular, since this is an area that, you know, we've fallen into the bottom 10 nationally, there are a number of things that we know work, some things that we've already started to invest in. So, you know, we are really grateful for the legislature to recognize those efforts, and so we want to continue to work on those. You know, when it comes to four-year-old preschool, there are things that we can do for three-year-olds as well, and think about expanding preschool for our three-year-olds here in the state. Also thinking about the fact that, you know, education outcomes really begin at birth. It begins with a healthy mom, healthy birth. So what can we do during those first 3 years of life prior to a child entering preschool? So programs like our home visitation programs, there's a high need for them, and we don't have enough, you know, programs in the state to do that. And then other programs like the Early On program, which really works to identify developmental delays or disabilities at an early age. You know, we're one of a few states that doesn't, you know, put state funding behind this this federal program. And then the last thing related to both economic opportunity and education is, you know, Michigan is one of five states left to automatically charge 17-year-old kids as adults in our criminal justice system. We know that, you know, that results in lifelong consequences of an adult record and really presents numerous barriers to future education, employment, housing, and other opportunities that we know lead to a passive economic security and productivity. So there are a number of things that are before the legislature right now that we could act on to really try to improve outcomes for kids.
All right. That was Alicia Guevara Warren with the Michigan League for Public Policy talking about the latest Kids Count report. It ranked Michigan 32nd in the country for overall child well-being. Alicia there telling us, while there's always a price tag that comes with investing in critical state and federal services, the ultimate cost of not investing as kids is much higher. She says the state legislature should enact more policies to improve the quality of life for children in low-income families here in Michigan. The League for Public Policy recommends increasing state-funded preschool for four-year-olds. It also recommends restoring the earned income tax credit. That's something they've been talking about for several years now. And they also say that the criminal justice system should be reformed so that 17-year-olds are not automatically prosecuted as adults, because a 17-year-old is not, in fact, an adult. And there are measures now before the state legislature that would make many of these things happen. It's just the latest report from the Michigan League for Public Policy. They issue these reports on a fairly regular basis. We have a link to the latest study at WSJM.com. newstalk94.com, and we appreciate Alicia's time. Newstalk 94.9 WSJM. Right now, I have a quick advisory for you right here. This is from the Berrien County Sheriff's Department. Each year, the Berrien County Sheriff's Department offers RAD training. And by that, I mean rape aggression defense training. This is a training class for women to learn self-defense tactics so that they could protect themselves in the event of possible assaults. Each year, Berrien County Sheriff's Department will hold a couple of sessions to teach these tactics to individuals who are interested in learning them. And the classes are free. And I know that they always fill up each class. Well, last week, the Berrien County Sheriff's Department announced the next round of RAD training. And they are allowing people to start signing up now. And if you're interested in doing so, you should sign up now as opposed to waiting because, again, the classes always fill up. So it is the Rape Aggression Defense Training Course. RAD is a personal defense course for women designed to revolve around awareness, prevention, risk reduction, and avoidance. And the department tells us this is not a martial arts program. It's a simple self-defense class, which is designed for anyone. So you don't have to be some athletic, strong person to be able to learn these tactics. These are practical things that anyone could learn. The classes are free. They come in the form of three evening sessions totaling 12 hours. So that's 3 4-hour sessions in which you learn these tactics. All the classes must be finished to get RAD certification if you want that certificate. The training's open to anyone age 16 or older, and you can find out more about this and sign up by calling the Berrien County Sheriff's Department. We have the exact number and the extension and everything that you need to know at WSJM.com. Google RAD training, WSJM, and you should find it. Let's see if that works for me. Yes, it does. So the number to call is 983-7141, extension 7715. That's 983-7141, extension 7715. And that's where you can sign up for these free classes to learn rape aggression defense training. The sessions will actually be held in Benton Township in April and then in New Buffalo Township in May. So you've got your choice between taking these classes in either Benton Township or New Buffalo Township. And they're not until April or May, so you've got time to free up your schedule and all that. If you're interested, these classes, always a popular offering of the Berrien County Sheriff's Department, and they are once again signing people up for the next round. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. This is Our Take. Right now, it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we will chat with Cornerstone Alliance about a program that they are offering to municipalities here in Berrien County. It's actually the Redevelopment Ready Communities Initiative of the MEDC. Cornerstone is helping local municipalities sign up for this, and the idea is to encourage development. We'll learn about that on the next segment of the show. And if you'd like to weigh in on something that we've discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake at WSJM.com. That's O-U-R-T-A-K-E at WSJM.com. Right now it's time for a quick break. Stick around and we will be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I am the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you for this Monday edition of the program. Right now, I thought we would check in with Cornerstone Alliance to learn about a program that they offer to municipalities here in Berrien County. It's the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's Redevelopment Ready Communities Initiative. This is something that the state actually offers to teach best practices to communities as they plan their future development. The idea is to make them more welcoming to economic development. Cornerstone locally helps municipalities sign up for this program, and there are six of them now on board to get certified here just in Berrien County. I caught up with Cornerstone Alliance's Stacy Stevens to learn more about this program, so let's hear that conversation now. All right, Stacy, so six Berrien County communities are seeking to be certified through this MEDC program. Tell us more about what it is exactly.
It's been around for a few years now. The state of Michigan has been working diligently through MEDC to get communities involved in this program that ultimately will help them be ready as developers and others come into their communities and want to do projects.
Okay, so we've got six Berrien County municipalities. Did they all, like, join up to this effort at the same time? Did you go around and try to convince them?
Well, Niles was already engaged, and we did work with MEDC to bring the training here to Berrien County in order to help encourage other communities. And each of the others that are involved came on in close proximity, but not all at the same time.
All right. And we've got Benton Harbor, St. Joe, Niles, Watervliet, Baroda, Stevensville. So the Redevelopment Ready Communities Program, what is the intent behind it?
The intent is to have a more uniform process for those coming in or those existing businesses that want to do a project. It's a great opportunity for communities to take a second look at maybe their zoning or if they're going through master planning, and to identify areas that they'd like to see development, how they'd like to see that done. And this gives them the tools to be ready for those things when they happen.
So if a community is certified through this MEDC program, it's more likely a business will find it to be an attractive place to locate?
Absolutely, yes. They know upfront what's expected, what's allowed, what isn't allowed, what kind of variances there might be, those types of things.
So when Cornerstone tries to work with communities to get them to sign up for this redevelopment ready program, who specifically at the city do you work with? Is it the city manager, the DDA? Who has to be involved in this process?
Well, each community is a little different. With the cities of like St. Joe and Baton Harbor, absolutely worked with the city managers and then other people on their teams. The city of St. Joe has gotten a lot of their team members involved at different levels and their commissioners as well. The villages of Baroda and Stevensville, same thing. They have some volunteers and then some staff folks that worked on things. So we can, we'll fill in where we can and help facilitate answers to questions and getting, examples of what other communities have used for best practices. That's really what this is all about is working off of other best practices and making it not so hard because some of the cities and villages just don't have the resources that others might in larger areas.
So when a municipality signs up for this program trying to attract development, do they get like a special certification? Is there a way they can show these credentials to businesses?
Yes, once they've completed all the steps, they are certified. It ideally is anticipated that will help them if there's funding available from the state through MEDC that they should be on the fast track to those types of programs, having already met a lot of the criteria that may be part of that funding.
Okay, great. Now, so we've got the first six here. Are you trying to get other communities in the county to sign on?
Absolutely. We know that other communities have attended some of the training, and then once they've attended that training, there's a couple of other steps that they have to complete, and so we anticipate that they are in those process. They've got to do a multi-step review that's submitted to MEDC before they can move on to the next step, and that's pretty rigorous depending on what kind of work they've done recently on master planning and zoning and so forth.
All right, we've been talking with the Cornerstone Alliance's Stacy Stevens about the Redevelopment Ready Communities, a state initiative that Cornerstone is helping local communities sign up for. Is there anything you'd like to say, anything else you'd like to add, Stacy?
I think if we just add that, from our standpoint as economic developers, that this is very helpful for us as we work to attract companies or we get, requests to look at different places. We know this will help us know right where to go when different opportunities arise. We know who's ready, who has sites identified for various types of things. So we think it's a win for the whole county as each community gets on board.
All right. That was Stacy Stevens, Cornerstone Alliance, talking with us about the Redevelopment Ready Communities Initiative. This is an MEDC program. Cornerstone Alliance helps local communities sign up for. And what they do is they get certified to show that they have been sort of trained in how to plan for development in a way that will make the area accommodating to business. So businesses like uniformity as they move around to different communities. And that's what this is intended to do. The six Berrien County communities that have signed up for it are Benton Harbor, Niles, St. Joseph, Watervliet, Baroda, and Stevensville. Those are the first six. Cornerstone would like to work with more communities to make overall Berrien County more attractive to economic development. That is one of the many, many, many things that Cornerstone does to try to encourage growth here in Southwest Michigan. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Right now for this segment of Our Take, I thought we'd learn about a RESA program. This RESA program got some nationwide recognition. The program is the Parents as Teachers program. This helps parents of young children help their kids as they start to go to school to thrive in that environment. RESA runs this program here in Berrien County, and it's been given blue ribbon status by the National Parents as Teachers organization. I caught up with RESA's Corinda Appleby to learn more about the program, what it is, what it does, and how it can help parents and their children. So let's hear that conversation now. Okay, Corinda, so this is the Parents as Teachers program. Now tell us, first of all, about this national recognition, this blue ribbon status.
Just a few years ago, the National Center, because it's an international program, developed quality standards that you could go through this endorsement process. And so we're the first ones in Michigan to complete that.
All right, so let's start off with what the Parents as Teachers program is. Tell us exactly what this is, how it works.
So it's a free service that's available to any family in Berrien County who is pregnant or has a child under the age of 3. And basically, we know the research is clear that the first 3 years of a child's life are essential for laying a good foundation for their education and behavior and how they get along with others and all that kind of stuff is laid down in those first 3 years. So that means that parents are their children's first and most important teachers. And so Parents as Teachers is a way of just supporting parents in that role and partnering with them to help them know how their children are doing developmentally, give them lots of ideas about ways they can enhance their interactions with them in such a way that they will learn and grow and develop in the way that they want them to.
Okay, and so this is a way to get, you know, parents of especially young kids extra involved in their children's early development?
Yes.
So Barry and Risa's Parents as Teachers program is the first Parents as Teachers program in the state of Michigan to receive blue ribbon status from the national organization because you met certain standards. What does this blue ribbon status now mean for RESA and its Parents as Teachers program?
So that means that we're recognized as really high quality. We hope that that means that whenever funding becomes available, we get to move to the front of the line because we are a high quality program. The movement in home visiting in general for the country is to make sure that it's being done in the highest standards. Mm-hmm. And so we're first in line in that in Michigan.
Great. And so what did you have to do in order to qualify for this blue ribbon?
Yeah. So there's 100 quality standards, and there's 18 of those that are essential. So we had to meet all of the 18 essential ones basically for at least 2 years in a row. And then once that was established, then we were invited to participate in the whole endorsement process. And so then for that, over the last winter, we basically just spent a lot of time gathering up all the evidence and data that would show that we're meeting those standards and submitting them to the National Center. And so we did that in March, I think. And then we found out in October that we met them. And you have to meet at least 75 of the 100 standards to get the Blue Ribbon endorsement. And we met 90.
Great. So can you give us an example of maybe like what one of these standards?
A quality standard? Sure. They come in all kinds of categories around, you know, administration, quality of staff. Like, we hire only people with a bachelor's degree. We have a very strong training process and onboarding process, you know, where we orient them and train them as we go. We have good supervision practices. You know, the process in which we enroll, recruit, and reach parents right away and get them enrolled and meet the requirements for number of visits that we complete with families. And so, yeah, those are several of them right there.
All right. So now that RESA's Parents as Teachers program's gotten this national designation, do you actually physically get to receive an award you get to go collect?
They sent us a certificate, and at our celebration next week, somebody from the state of Michigan is going to come to the Department of Ed and on behalf of Parents as Teachers National and give us that award. And then next year at the Parents of Teachers Conference, there's kind of a year delay, that we'll be recognized at that conference with anybody else in the country who got that. And so.
All right. So if you're a parent who wants to sign up for the Parents as Teachers program at RESA, let's say you're the parent of a one-year-old. What do you do once you have made that decision?
You just call the Barry and RESA or go on our website and look up Parents as Teachers. It's easy to find. And you can either fill out a referral form online or you can call us up and do one. And then we'll tell you all about it. And we have 10 certified parent educators who work in the county. So we would get one of them to come out and see you at your house, tell you more about it, show you what happens on the visits. And if it still sounds like something you want to do, then we'll go ahead and enroll you. It's completely voluntary, so you can drop out anytime you want. But usually once people try it, they love it.
Is this an especially rigorous program to be part of, or is this something that any parent could do?
We have all kinds of parents. We have, you know, professional parents who are the doctors and lawyers and teachers. We have teen parents. We have everything in between, because they don't come with little manuals, these little ones. And so everyone, especially on their first one, could use some support about knowing what's normal. Everybody wants to just be reassured that their kids are fine. And we just give them lots of really fun activities that they can do with their kids, help them see how their children are developing and how they can do things in their regular everyday life that enhances that. Mm-hmm. And then also help them problem solve all the typical kinds of things, like when temper tantrums come or they are not sleeping or all those things that challenge parents. We can help them figure out what they want it to look like and how to get there.
And finally, have you been able to see progress? Have you seen results from the Parents as Teachers program when you look at the little ones who have been made part of it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Parents, first of all, every year we do a satisfaction survey, and we also ask parents during that time what they've seen change from the beginning of the program till then. And almost every category is significantly, you know, that they show a huge increase in. We have over 95% of the families return the survey, which is huge, and rate everything, very satisfactory. And we know that those are the kids that are reported back to us when they get to preschool and kindergarten, that the teachers are like, oh, those kids are doing great. Their parents are more engaged, all that kind of stuff.
All right, Corinda, is there anything else you'd like to add about RESA's Parents as Teachers program or the Blue Ribbon status it has received?
No, I think it's just a real honor, and it's really attributed to the staff. We have great quality staff who are passionate about doing a good job, and the support of the RESA and the board of the RESA has been huge, because this is not a program that we're required to do, but they really understand that to do the best they can when kids get to school, if we help what happens early, it helps the job when they get to school too. It makes it a little bit easier, makes outcomes better. So we're really appreciative of the support that we've received too.
That was Corinda Appleby with Barry and RESA talking with us about the Parents as Teachers program, parents of especially young kids, you know, 1 to 3 years old. You can sign up for this program, help your kids start their educational development in the right way. And RESA's Parents as Teachers program now has a national recognition with a blue ribbon status from the organization that runs it, meaning they are sort of put at the front of the line to receive grants and things like that. And if you're interested in signing up for Parents as Teachers, just give Barry and RESA a call. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Our Take, and right now it's time for a quick break. When we come back, we will chat with another guest from RESA, only about a totally different topic. We will learn about a meeting coming up tonight for high school kids to learn more about their early and middle college program. We'll find out about what that's all about coming up on the next segment. And if you'd like to weigh in on something we've discussed, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's ourtake@wsjm.com. Stick around. We'll be right back. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You are listening to Our Take, Monday edition of the show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the host today. My name is Andrew Green. Glad to be with you. On this show, of course, we take more in-depth looks at things you may have heard about recently on WSJM News. We have longer conversations with the folks who are in the know or who are making things happen. So far on today's show, we chatted with the Michigan League for Public Policy about the latest kids count reports, a report which found which made recommendations for things that state lawmakers could do to improve the quality of life of children here in Michigan, specifically children in low-income families. We also talked with Cornerstone Alliance about a program that it's running here in Berrien County, signing up local municipalities for a Michigan Economic Development Corporation initiative to make themselves more attractive to business investment. And then last segment, we talked with Barry and Risa about the Parents as Teachers program. Right now, for this segment of the show, I thought we'd wrap up today's edition of Our Take with another discussion about a Barry and Risa program. And this concerns something that's happening tonight. This evening, there's going to be a meeting at Berrien Risa in Berrien Springs for high school students and their parents to learn more about the Berrien County Fifth Year Early and Middle College Program. This is a program that enables high school students to, I was surprised to learn this, actually get a college degree before they even finish high school. So I caught up with Berrien Risa's Melissa Springsteen, who helps run this program, to learn more about what it is and what's going on tonight. Let's hear that conversation now. All right, Melissa, so tell us more about what this this college program for high school kids is and what they're going to learn about at this meeting.
So this is, we have the countywide program that we started 2 years ago, and it's a program where they apply as sophomores, and they start in their junior year, and they do 3 years, and they can potentially earn their associate's degree. So this is an information session just to kind of talk to the parents and the students about what the program is about.
So a high school student can enroll in this program and get an associate's degree?
Correct.
Before they finish high school?
Correct. They finish high school and possibly their associate's degree at the same time.
Have you actually had any students manage to pull that off yet?
Well, we are currently in our second year, so we have a group of students that's in their junior year and a group of students that's in your senior year, and then they'll do what we call the fifth year. Next year. So that group will be our first one, will be our first graduating class.
Okay, and so this program is offered to high school students all throughout Berrien County.
So there's actually 12 school districts that participate that have an agreement with the county, and then they provide all of the college tuition, college fees, and college textbooks through the entire program, the 3 years, at no cost to the students.
Wow, so signing up for this this college program with Risa, it's a way for high school students, especially if you know you're able to pull it all off and do all the work, it's a way for you to not only get an associate's degree, but also have your school district pay for it.
Yes, and it's also designed for students that might struggle a little bit as well, that might need that extra help or might not have that opportunity otherwise, because we have career certificates that they could, land with and be able to walk into a job career after the program as well, and not necessarily just moving on to a four-year university if that's what their path was.
I see. So you work with Lake Michigan College and SMC on this, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and so a meeting is scheduled for tonight at Berrien Risa and Berrien Springs just to tell students more if they're interested.
Correct, yes, because we have a application and interview process, so we're just putting out the information about, the program and the application process and kind of what the, student population that we're looking for.
Okay, is there a specific requirement someone has to meet to take part in this program?
We just look at, college readiness levels. We don't have a minimum GPA for them to apply to the program because, again, some of the students might not necessarily, quite be on track, and so we want to help them get on track and get through high school as well as give them the opportunity to gain some college credits.
Okay, so what is the benefit of a program like this? Why might a high school student want to sign up?
Well, obviously the first one is that it's, free, college tuition throughout the entire program. The other thing is that, we provide a huge support network throughout the entire program. So between their high school counselors, myself, and then the college support, it kind of helps them get on track and to understand what, post-secondary education or training would entail. So those are huge benefits.
Okay, so a meeting is taking place tonight at Berrien Risa in Berrien Springs. It's at 6 p.m. for people to learn about the fifth year early and middle college program. Melissa, is there anything else that you would like to add about this Risa program?
We've had, a huge turnout for our first two sessions so far. And, we've got about 5 students that are participating in the program currently between the two groups. And, you know, so far they've had a lot of positive experience, and it's put them on the road path that they probably wouldn't have necessarily opportunity otherwise.
Do you hope to get more students involved?
Yes. You know, so each class we take in between 60 and 65 students each year.
All right, there you go. That's Melissa Springsteen, Barry, and Risa talking about the fifth year early and middle college program. This is an interesting offering that I was not aware of. A high school student in Berrien County can sign up for this program and earn an associate's degree at Lake Michigan College or at Southwestern Michigan College while they're still in high school, and they could possibly finish high school with that associate's degree. And the best part of all is that your school district will pay for you to do so. So a free associate's degree. It should be free anyway. And this is one way to make that happen. It is the fifth year early and middle college program. The meeting is tonight, 6 p.m. at Barry and Risa in Berrien Springs. They'll help you apply for it. They've got all the materials and all that that you'll need there. Plan to be there for a couple of hours. If you're interested, head down to Barry and Risa tonight and learn about this really interesting opportunity that really, if this had been offered when I was in high school, I would have jumped at it. So there you go. Something that they're offering at Barry and Risa here in Berrien County. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. That does it for another edition of Our Take. Thanks for tuning in. I've been the host today, and my name is Andrew Green. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll talk with the Michigan Attorney General's office about hunting rights. We'll also hear from the Berrien County Sheriff's Department about how to safely go about your Christmas shopping this year. And also on tomorrow's show, we'll talk with Michigan State Police about how you, or actually a child in your life, could help ensure that missing children are brought home safely. We'll talk with State Police about this poster art contest that they are holding. If you'd like to weigh in on something that we've discussed on the show, just send us an email. The address is ourtake@wsjm.com. That's ourtake at wsjm.com. Thanks for tuning in, and you have a fantastic rest of your day.